I haven't used one of those in years. I don't think for this neighbor over here goes over there, and that's the reason we know where that one is. But we have our own washing machine and take care of our own business.
In a house, when you put your dirty clothes, sometimes people have a little container.
Paper.
All right. Is there a difference between the type with a lid and without a lid? Do they both be...
One would be a basket and the other would be a hamper.
But the hamper always has a lid?
Uh-huh. I would think so.
Hamper always has a lid. Okay. And how about the electric appliance used to sweep floors? What do you call that?
Vacuum, thanks.
Okay. You call it the same, whether it's a canister or whether it's upright?
Yeah, it's vacuum cleaner. That's the same.
Okay. How about if it was an upright, it would have a
bag on it.
Bag in the back. Would you call that bag anything special?
No. It's just a type of vacuum that you have. Some of them are tanks, some are bags.
Some have paper liners.
And some you have to have special liners for them to fit in.
Now, if you were going to mop a floor, you used to have wooden buckets and things like that, but nowadays you don't have it. You have a different material. What kind of a,
We have sponge mops, and we still have to have a receptacle.
Or a string mop.
So we have string mops now, but you still have to have a bucket of a pan or something to put it in, because you don't want to put it in your sink.
What would your bucket be made out of?
Plastic.
Okay. Have you ever seen those machines? Some people have them. Some food stores have them, you know, when you get done purchasing. What you do is they reduce the bulk of garbage.
Oh, compactors.
Okay. How about, and just the man that just left here, he took the trash from the house, and some people put it in a larger container outside. What do you call that?
Well, it's a garbage can.
And how about behind some large stores, like department stores, dime stores, whatever, they have these very big green containers for trash. What do you call those?
You know, trash containers.
All right. Now, earlier on, this, again, not now, but earlier on, if a person... died, where would he be taken to be prepared?
To a funeral home.
And who would do the preparing?
The undertaker.
Okay.
He would have a man specializing on that, a woman.
Right.
I've known several first time women. I can't think what the particular term is. They have studied that.
And what would be the container that the
coffin?
All right. And what would be the service call, the entire service?
The funeral.
All right. And the people that came to the funeral would say that they were in what you know, they were wearing black and everything. Would say they were doing what?
Mourning.
Okay. If a man was shot and he did not recover, you would say that he what happened?
Well, he died. He was murdered, or he died of injuries.
Okay. Now, if you were talking to his family, you want to be very polite about it, just not come out and say he died. You might want to be very polite. What might you say? Instead of just saying he died.
Well, you might say he passed away or something, but we don't usually make those remarks.
We sent a card.
Okay.
Well, if we talk to them, we will tell them that you're saddened by his passing or something like that.
Right.
But we try not to mention the...
Okay, now, if a person who you had absolutely no respect for at all, like Mussolini or Hitler or something like that, died, and you were being crude about the way, you know, not about the way, but about the fact that...